USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Losing patience, President Trump is slamming upcoming investigations planned by U.S. House Democrats into him and into his family, saying at the White House yesterday,
"It's called presidential harassment, and it's unfortunate, and it really does hurt our country."
And Trump says of the Democrat who heads the House Intelligence Committee, California's Adam Schiff,
"He's just a political hack who's trying to build a name for himself."
The U.S. Senate Judiciary panel is to vote today on William Barr's nomination to be the next Attorney General. The Republican-led panel expected to send that nomination to the full Senate for a confirmation vote soon. Rocker Ozzy Osbourne hospitalized today with complications from the flu. Rocker's Aerosmith will be getting a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame a week from today. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to libertymutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
President Trump has nominated an undersecretary to the Treasury, David Malpass, to be the U.S. candidate to be the next head of the World Bank. Skeptics say they're afraid the nominee would look to reduce the World Bank's role. Malpass himself was talking about it last night.
"I'm happy to see us growing now, and the world sees it, that the U.S. is doing better. And so I think there's also a receptivity to the idea that if we have better programs, maybe we can grow faster. I think that's worth everyone trying to get together and find a way forward."
Malpass, who does have a history of criticizing the World Bank, appeared there on Trish Regan Prime Time. Denver teachers say they're going to go out on strike this upcoming Monday. The teachers looking for a boost in pay, among other things. Denver Public Schools saying it will still work to continue negotiations, as well as prepare to deal with the effects of the possible strike. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's now up to a bankruptcy judge to decide whether Sears is going to continue in one form or another, or if the historic retailer will be sold off in pieces. A second day of hearings wrapping up yesterday. The company's restructuring chief defending a deal to sell Sears to former CEO Eddie Lampert for $5.2 billion. Unsecured creditors, including the federal government and shopping malls and others, insist that liquidating the 126-year-old company would be a better deal for the workers, vendors, as well as creditors. California's largest utility company now outlining its plans on how to combat wildfires that have devastated the state in recent years. PG&E says it would increase its practice of shutting off power to at-risk areas when dangerous conditions exist. Its plans to remove 375,000 trees that are near electric lines and trim vegetation in more than 2,500 square miles are also part of the proposal. It would also conduct thousands of inspections to prevent its equipment from sparking wildfires. And Tesla is cutting the price of its Model 3 sedan again, continuing to react to losing a federal tax break for electric vehicles. It announced it's cutting the price an additional $1,100. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.